Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode 336 marks Tuesday, the 1st of December of the year 2020. On this day in history in 1906, German shoemaker Wilhelm Voigt was sentenced to 4 years imprisonment on the charge of forgery after posing as a Prussian officer, exposed when he kept taking one of your shoes and going off out the back to look for a size, which turns out to be really bad military strategy. And in 1742, on this date, Empress Elizabeth ordered the expulsion of all Jews from Russia. Classic anti-Semitism from Russia's past that has completely evaporated in the modern day and age, apart from the bit where my twin brother went there with his best friend for their university holidays. They went to the Russian circus and there was a fun bit where they had two monkeys dressed as Jews having a monkey Jew wedding. A genuinely upsetting moment to be reminded that the Russians are proud of their storied history of being truly terrible to both minorities and animals. Little known fact, Laika the Astro Dog was sent to space in blackface. Well, as the Russians say, reach for the Tsars. Your guest today is unsuccessful children's party Neil Gaiman impersonator and successful Neil Gaiman ghostwriter Neil Gaiman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
What have you been up to lately?
I'm currently in Scotland, living on the island of Summer Isle, famed for its crops, mostly, and its habit of building large wicker things, which the locals have been showing me around there very proudly. There's a wicker sheep up on the hill. lots of fabulous wicker things. And come the solstice, I'm going to get to take part in one of these local Summer Isle wicker ceremonies. So really looking forward to that.
I mean, that sounds delightful. Coming up today, we'll be getting the news from beyond the razor wire and signal damping biodome to get all the latest from the land beyond Hadrian's Wall 2.0, which is to say the land that is Scotland, land of the Scots. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. In the news today, US President-elect Bob the Sentient Trash Island has appointed an all-female senior press team in what his office claims is the first in America's history. Bob's press team has issued a statement to reassure conservative voters who are panicking that this flood of 100% women into roles that historically didn't bother them because they were filled by 100% men signals some sort of horrible reverse sexism. The statement soothingly asserts that the new senior press team will be extremely non-threatening. They'll all promise to cross their legs at the ankles, not the knees, wear makeup, but not too much makeup while they do their jobs, and although they're all high-powered women, filling some of the most influential positions in shaping public opinion throughout the world, they're all very bad at maths. How do you feel about this choice, Neil?
I think it's going to change the world.
You think it's going to change the world? Yeah, I think it's always important.
I think it's going to change the world. The idea of women actually being allowed to talk to reporters in America, as opposed to, you know, remaining in purdah as they've had to do so far, I think it's just going to change everything.
Meanwhile, Korn, the Thanksgiving turkey recently pardoned by presidential countdown clock Donald Trump, has refused the pardon, saying he's guilty of more crimes and has locked himself in a linen cupboard in the White House, demanding a retrial, conviction and subsequent consumption by a family determined to give each other the coronavirus over this holiday season. Ivanka Trump has been sent to exercise soft power persuasion over the turkey, hoping to break the news that since Thanksgiving is over, he can still only campaign to be eaten at Christmas and he can't hide in the cupboard forever, skills she's hoping to reuse over the coming weeks and months in a variety of other situations. And next week, Dragon v. Dragon in the finale of the Ideological Thunderdome, commentated by Piers Morgan, the stopped cock who's right-wing twice a day. Sports pundits are asking whether the fight will be as spectacular as the recent show match, the fabulous fight between convictus rapist, but he's served his time so he's a role model again, Mike Tyson, and Roy Jones Jr., a 51-year-old man who, in that weird American way, doesn't even get to have an adult name all to himself. Did you watch that fight, Neil?
No, we don't. We're not ever since the Hadrian's Wall thing happened, we aren't allowed things like television here in Scotland. The signals don't get through. I mean, some people can get TV on like carrier pigeons and things, but I'm not here on the island.
Just a carrier pigeon carrying one of those like heavy 90s televisions that's like a meter deep.
Absolutely. You should see, I mean, when you see them in flocking, you know, these, that's when you sort of, you have to run just in case one of them just crashes down. Or...
Meanwhile, in Austria, the Austrian town of F***ing has become aware of the English meaning of its name after the 40,000th giggling tourist was arrested with their pants down near the town's Willkommen an F***ing sign. After serious deliberation, the town will abandon its ancient title and embrace the new, more tourist-friendly name of Consensual F***ing. Well, that's all the time we have for the headlines we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because the world belongs to the oligarchs and we're all just information serfs tilling the attention fields to earn our insultingly small portion of the grain they produce. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Schadenfreude. Schadenfreude, you've got to love it, because if you hate it, some c*** is going to be really pleased about that. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Heatwaves in a place where there's no air conditioning, just a single revolving fan in the corner weakly pushing hot air around. If you're desperately trying to sleep while your body is in a state of heat-induced disintegration, there is an analog tip for a more wholesome night's sleep. Take off your t-shirt. Why are you wearing clothes in this heat, you animal? Yes, I know if you take your clothes off, you'll stick to yourself in disconcerting ways, but this is the sacrifice you make. Soak your t-shirt under the tap and drape it over the cage of the fan. When it's dry and you awake once more in torment, simply replenish the coolth by adding half a glass of water to it, your head, or the center of your body. Half a glass of water, the least worst option in a bad situation. Are you excessively warm in your long-sleeved shirt? Is your button-up collar choking the moisture out of you? Do you have really sexy wrists? Try half a glass of water. T-shirts. Available now on all good The Bugle Podcast website merchandise pages. And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Now it's time for your top story. Top story today, Scotland news. Neil Gaiman, you are speaking to us through a very secret channel out of Hadrian's Dome. What is happening in the world of Scotland right now?
Everything in Scotland is basically much as people remember it before the wall went up. You know, there are a few things that are new. Bioengineered unicorns is probably the biggest one. The unicorn being the national animal of Scotland. It's there, it's on the flag, it's coat of arms. The buggers are everywhere now. They're like sheep.
So it was on the flag, now it's on your front lawn and you can't get it off?
It is. And unicorns, getting sheep out of the way is hard enough. At least sheep don't have giant horns. And they're not going around looking for virgins, which is, frankly, an unforeseen difficulty that should have been foreseen. You know, I think people just thought that bit was mythical.
Yeah, I mean, that's got to be difficult, particularly with modern sexual mores. Do we know what the new bioengineered unicorns count as virginity? Like, is it
as far
evangelical
as I know,
rules? Or?
The unicorns are even more strict than American evangelicals. Which is, a terrifying thing to think of. But, the problem with unicorns turning up and starting to nuzzle you is it can go both ways. You know, people who have been very proudly bragging of their exploits, suddenly it's like, oh no, I've got a bloody unicorn in the garden. What am I going to do? You know, that kind of thing. Only they don't say it like that because they're Scottish. But I'm not going to try doing any kind of Scottish accent over this podcast because of the problems with the Picts.
Yes, massive problems with the Picts. Accent tyranny, I would say.
The Picts just don't like it. I mean, as far as I can tell, mostly the Picts actually aren't really keen on people talking. People outside of Scotland do know about the resurgence of the Picts.
Well, we have the Pict community in Under London, who briefly went to Essex and then returned. I didn't know that there was a Pict community in Scotland, their original homeland.
I'm not saying it's a problem, because obviously this is their original homeland. This is where the Picts started, and frankly, they are welcome. You know, it's always good to see a Pict or nine just turning up. And I think when we learn to communicate with them, it's all going to go a lot better. We're really big right now on you know, the Picts living in my garden. We're big on showing each other interesting stones. You know, I just say, come and see this interesting stone. And they go, you know, and then they go, and they show me an interesting stone. It can go on for hours. You know, there are Pictish people probably. Actually, there are several Picts looking in at the window. Hi. Sorry, they sort of stand around the house looking in right now. I've invited them in, but they just wait at the door and go.
You're a foreigner, obviously, trapped within the independent biodome that Scotland has become. How is that going for you? Do you feel welcomed or do you feel alien?
Oh, yes. No, I was saying the whole thing up here on beautiful Summer Isle of just, I really feel welcomed into all of these glorious native traditions. You know, the fabulous making things out of wicker. Here is it, they just get into it, all the local kids, everybody, you know, they're building these big animals. There's a wicker sheep and what looks like a actually outright just on the hill overlooking my place, fabulous giant man. I mean, you could actually climb into it. It would be brilliant.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Is there any sort of just as a matter of curiosity, is there any sort of handcuffs or sort of menacing-looking bits as part of these wicker situations?
Oh, it's not kinky. It's very local. I mean, they've been doing this for a long, long time. You know, the handcuffs and things they make here are wicker handcuffs.
Well, I can't see that going wrong in any way. Just as a pure sort of, again, speculation, are they feeding you a lot?
Well, you know, you get the traditional Scottish thing of them leaving huge food hampers outside my door at 9 a.m. and at 12 and at 6 and wanting to make sure that I've eaten a lot. So yes, that's very traditional. The cheeses are fabulous. But I, you know, it is the thing here of just hospitality here on Summer Isle. You know, they say that the fantastic crops are actually due to tourists and this year, well, since the wall went up, there haven't really been any tourists allowed in. So those of us who like me, have come from outside and live here, especially, we're very welcome. They always look so pleased to see me, and everybody's talking about, you know, they're looking forward to the solstice, the 21st, and I can't wait to see what they do here.
Well, I have to say, I'm glad that we are having you again on the 7th of December, and that will be before the solstice, just because, you know, you might be too worn out from the celebrations to return to us.
That's what they say. They say, you know, sometimes, you know, people enjoy themselves so much that they are never seen again.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, and we do not have time for letters to the editor because that's the end of the show. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news from this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. With less than a month left until the end of the year, if you haven't shared us with your friends and with your social media connections, you're a coward without the courage of your convictions. Your guest today was the fabulous Neil Gaiman. Neil, have you got anything to plug?
Well, there's a giant big book called The Neil Gaiman Reader, available, oddly enough, in all dimensions. Even like the backward ones, which is really weird because there it will be called the Lian Namiag Rudiar.
I mean, that was good on the fly. Come on.
Thank you. So, yeah, there's the Neil Gaiman Reader, and there's also a ridiculously silly book for smaller readers called Pirate Stew. Yeah, illustrated by Chris Riddell. That was me pirate laugh.
The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and the Bugle podcast's production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or for a one-stop shop of all of my stand-up specials, podcasts, and blogs, sign up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His sub-producer, the editor, and the iron fist inside his velvet glove is the inimitable Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you.